Thank you for attending my talk this morning. I'll be sharing information about the perspectives of international and domestic adoptees on the use of genetic testing for family health history information. I have no financial disclosures to report. However, I'd like to acknowledge the funder of this research, as well as my mentors, my research team, and the participants for their time on this study. I hope today's presentation will achieve these listed objectives. To do so, I will briefly introduce basic background information about genetic testing and family health history, trust in genetic testing, and community engagement in the context of genetics, and then move into discussing our study design and results. As plethora of research and health agencies have demonstrated, family health history is an important tool for health promotion and other life planning purposes. However, access to adequate and accurate family health history is not available to all populations. Among many others, the adoption community is one whose members may lack full or adequate family health history. Recent advances in genetic and genomic testing offer a potential mechanism through which to obtain personal health information that resembles family health history. Genetic testing can provide risk information about health conditions such as high cholesterol, breast and colorectal cancer, heart disease, among others, for which screening would begin earlier if health history indicated that the condition runs in a family. This testing can provide such beneficial information, but also encompasses potential negative consequences, such as the fact that genetic testing may not remain private and can become identifiable. An individual's genetic test may reveal personal health information about others in their family or community. The science of genetic testing is still new and sometimes has questionable accuracy, and the identification of some health information could pose potential psychological negative side effects. Because risks and benefits of genetic testing are truly context and experience dependent, there is a need to gather perspectives about the use of genetic testing for family health history purposes from specific populations, such as the adoption community. Because of the highly individual and private nature of the data obtained from genetic testing, establishing trust in various forms has proven to be important in this context. The various forms of trust that may be relevant in genetic research include trust in the testing tools themselves, including trust in their accuracy, trust in the research protocol and scientific community, the safety of private genetic information from abuse or misuse, and the confidentiality of information. The experiences of various communities which have participated in genetic research has demonstrated the need to establish trust prior to embarking in genetic research to protect the individuals and their broader communities from potential harm. As each community has different lived experiences, identities, and values, it is important to understand each community's perspectives about what specific forms of trust are most relevant to address for them in the context of genetics research. Establishing this trust has been a challenge of some traditional biomedical models of research, which have received some criticism for their disregard of participants' lived experiences, cultural attributes, and their insights into science. As such, public health researchers have recognized the value of engaging research participants throughout the entire research process in order to make it more relevant, meaningful, and sustainable in various environments. This approach is broadly known as community engagement and is not a method that is used in research, but is rather a philosophy of how to conduct science in the context of a diverse global populace. This perspective recognizes that the participants of research have knowledge, ideas, and expertise from their own lived experiences that must be incorporated and valued before, during, and after conducting research studies. Benefits of the community-engaged approach include that both researchers and research participants report higher engagement in the research process, trust, sense of empowerment, and value gain from these studies, in addition to longer sustainability of outcomes. Relevant to our study and genetics research is that one of the more resounding benefits of this approach to research is its ability to establish trust among communities and research partners. Community engagement has been used in genetic research, particularly when the questions under study involve communities which have experienced breaches of trust, medical or research abuse, or mistreatment. The Havasupai tribe scandal in Arizona is an example of what may occur if trust is not established between the research participants and researchers in the genetic context. Adopting a community engagement philosophy enables researchers and community members to establish trust and work together to address the very personal questions that are only answerable through the use of genetic testing. Therefore, we conducted a study using principles of community engagement to understand the adoption community's perspectives on genetic testing research and the role of trust in that context. One important dimension of the broader findings concerned the significance of the types of community engagement I previously described. This theme took many forms, which were further analyzed for the purposes of this presentation. This study's origin and execution utilized several tenets of the community engagement approach to research. One of the most unique and central elements of our research framework was the composition of our research team. The initial idea for the study came from the principal investigator out of his personal experience and identification with the adoption community, as he himself is an adoptive parent of a child with no available family health history. Although he himself is not adopted, his membership in the broader adoption community is recognizable and significantly shaped the project's core research approach. Although not intentionally pursued as a goal, others who joined and were drawn to the research team were also connected to the adoption community in some way. Two members of the research team are adopted, one also having an adopted sister, and another co-investigator is a clinical psychologist at an adoption clinic. Other members of the research team, while not directly part of the adoption community, have close ties and quasi-familial relations to this community. Therefore, it was clear that stakeholders in the adoption community were highly engaged from several perspectives in this study. To answer our questions of interest, we conducted focus groups to gather perspectives of the adoption community in Milwaukee. I'm going to hand out quotes so that I don't have to read them, and I'll just briefly summarize them, but I have a handout for everybody. Thank you. On the handouts that you'll receive are the three forms of trust that we identified in the transcript, along with some supporting quotes that you can look over as I summarize the results. Trust took on three distinct forms among this community of adoptees. The first set of representative quotes in the handout that you'll see highlight some of the participants' skepticism about how much weight to put into the results of genetic testing when it comes to reproductive decision making and the development of their self-identity. Participants expressed distrust in genetics being a foolproof tool to predict health outcomes, both for an individual and for potential offspring. The adoptees in our study identified concerns with the potential for genetic results eliciting psychological distress if the results contradicted their already formed self-identities or revealed potentially damaging health implications. Overall, participants valued being able to trust that results are accurate, so that those negative influences on self-identity or reproductive decision-making are minimized. The quotes supporting the second form of trust that arose in this analysis demonstrate the importance participants placed on trusting that the information from genetic testing would be used ethically. Adoptees expressed the need to have confidence in how and with whom results would be shared in order to feel safe and protected in the genetic research context. Respondents expressed the need for adequate informed consent procedures to be in place to establish this form of trust. And finally, the quotes in the third form of trust theme reflect participants' trust in genetic research projects that are founded on community engagement. Our participants discussed that trust in the research process through community engagement is essential, particularly in areas of personalized research like genetics. Knowing that individuals with direct connection to the adoption community have participated in this type of research and are themselves part of the research process and team was discussed as a strategy that helps establish and safeguard trust in genetic research. In particular, respondents stated that knowing that some of the members of our research team were from the community of adoptees supported their trust in the overall research project on genetics. The results of this analysis highlighted various forms of trust valued in the context of genetic testing for the purposes of filling in potential gaps in family health history by some members of the adoption community. In some areas, it is important to note that the adoptees in our study did not differ than other groups when it comes to necessary forms of trust in genetic research. In others, adoptees had different concerns. The two forms of trust expressed by our participants that were similar to previous research in genetic research were the need to establish trust in the testing itself and results, as well as trusting the safety and appropriate use of their genetic data. The findings from this focus group study also point to the significant value this group of adoptees placed on trust in researchers as part of the adoption community in the context of genetics. This perspective has resounded in community engagement and other areas of health research. Adoptees in this study felt that they could trust the technology, safety of the data, and overall research protocol more so, knowing that members of our research team had direct membership and stake in the adoption community. This finding demonstrates the need for transparency about the entire research process, including the research members' community connections and the motivations behind research with certain vulnerable communities in order to establish and maintain trust in the overall research process. Furthermore, the results point to the potential value of including researchers who are part of the community under study in the research process to establish this trust between researchers and research. As expressed by our participants, knowing that a part of the research team is part of the adoption community establishes a genuine connection to the topics and questions being asked, and therefore, again, establishes this sense of trust. Previous research has shown how research team membership in a community in which they are conducting research supports relationship building, participation, sustainability of outcomes, among many other positive results, many of which were identified by the participants of our study. Although there are challenges with this approach to research, including that it takes additional time to build these relationships and develop a truly engaging research process that is mutually defined and beneficial to both scientists and communities, this approach can help build trust that is so necessary for long-term investment in science of potentially vulnerable communities so that they too can benefit ethically from medical advances. In our research engaging the adoption community, the importance of the type of engagement described today became striking. Our study demonstrates the way in which the importance of both engagement and trust emerge as essential in the context of genetic research with the adoption community, and highlight the importance of adopting principles of community engagement in genetic research with diverse communities in order to establish a genuine foundation of trust between researchers and community members. Thank you very much.